In this recording, you can listen to articles, news, and interviews from the world of business English. We also offer exercises to help you to improve your language and communication skills.
As in each recording, we focus on two main areas. Continuing our series on key business skills, this time we cover various aspects of speaking. We provide advice on structuring your message and exercises to help you to make sure that the meaning is clear to your listeners too.
Our other main focus offers translation practice. Strictly speaking, translating is transferring written words into another language. But sometimes we have to translate spoken messages too. In our language test, we offer exercises for converting German sentences into English as well as English into German.
You can find all of the texts, dialogues, and exercises in your audio booklet. And now, let's get started.
We'll begin with a news item from Mexico. It seems that there are certain unwritten rules for tourists and gringos who visit the country.
Rule number one, don't drink the water. It's famous for making people sick to their stomach. There's even a name for it, Montezuma's Revenge.
Indeed. But now the Mexican government is introducing new measures to improve the quality and the reputation of the water. Let's listen.
Safe water. Have you ever been to Mexico? If so, you know it's not a good idea to drink tap water there. In fact, not even the locals drink it, which is why Mexico is the world's highest consumer of bottled water. A new law may make tap water safer, at least in Mexico City restaurants. These are now required to install filters so that customers can drink tap water free of charge without risking illness. The government hopes this will also encourage people to drink fewer sugary soft drinks. We need to create a culture of water consumption, says Mexico City's Health Secretary, Dr. José Armando Aued. We need to accept our water, Aued told the Associated Press.
For our next news item, we'll travel straight north to Canada, home of the BlackBerry. Despite restructuring and the appointment of a new chief executive, John Chen, the BlackBerry company is still struggling. However, thanks to favourable business conditions in the region, there is some good news for the firm's former employees.
By the way, in the text you'll hear the expression, the flavour of the month. This means that something is very popular at the moment. Let's hear more.
Tech success. BlackBerry smartphones are no longer the flavor of the month, but Waterloo, Ontario, the town where the phones were first made, is thriving. Although BlackBerry is laying off about 40% of its employees, most of those workers will not need to leave town to find new jobs. That's because so many other technology companies are either recruiting or moving there. Among them are Apple, Facebook, Google, Motorola, and Cisco Systems. The area has a really strong density of tech talent, says Brian Power, talent director for Square, a mobile credit card processing service.